So Jesus leaves the synagogue on the Sabbath, goes to Simon and Andrew's house, cures Simon's mother-in-law. She waits upon them. And then when the sun goes down and the Sabbath is over, all of a sudden everyone shows up at the door seeking healing and deliverance. They were all waiting until the Sabbath was over. They were all waiting at their home, waiting for the moment in which the sun could go down and they could go pursue Jesus. There's a great need, a great want on the part of the people. But from Simon's perspective, I could imagine it was very disturbing. You know, we get disturbed when people knock after dark on our door anyway, let alone people showing up for deliverance ministry in the dark or healing. You know, we have our house and everybody is ready to go and it's like, hey, a bunch of sick people just showed up at your house. But they all came. In fact, it seems that almost the whole town showed up for ministry. Jesus gets up early. He leaves all of that behind in order to go and spend some time in prayer with his Heavenly Father. Whose affirmation is Jesus looking for? He leaves it all behind to spend time with his Father. It is interesting, my brothers and sisters, because Jesus desires to be loved for who he is, not for what he does or does for someone else. Simon's mother-in-law, does she ever get sick again? Well, we don't see it in Scripture, but what do you think? Do you think she ever got sick again? Yes. In fact, we know, like every other human being that has ever lived, she died. Did Jesus love her? Yes. So Jesus' healings, his deliverance, his preaching, they are all the fruit of the kingdom of God being present and at hand, but it is about him, who he is. Not what he does necessarily. Of course things are going to happen. It's God in their midst. Of course demons are going to be like freaking out because God is there. I know who you are. Shh, be quiet. Get out of him. Leave. Right? Jesus has come to enter into our lives and to be loved for who he is. I used the example this morning with the school children. I said, you know, if Patrick Mahomes was looking for a friend, how many of you would be willing to volunteer to be his friend? Man, you know, all the kids, they know who Patrick Mahomes is. I said, did you ever think how hard it is for Patrick? I'm going to call him Patrick because that's what I do. How hard it is for Patrick to truly have an authentic friend. So someone who actually likes him for who he is, not because of the fame and the prestige of like who I'm with and his money and his famous and his talent and his gifts and all, to just simply love him for who he is. Imagine all the doubts and the fears and the worries that would come into authentic friendship, the doubts and the fears and the worries that people are just using me, they're clinging. I said that this morning. I said it's a good thing that he had a girlfriend before he became famous, because there would be a lot of girls lining up to be his girlfriend if he became famous without one.
Could he ever really trust himself to them? To just love him for his sake and not for his money or his fame? Jesus, I'm sure, went through the same difficulties. Hey, come back to the town. Everybody's looking for you. Now, time to move on. It's not about this. I came to proclaim the kingdom of God. God came to be in our midst to prove and to demonstrate to us his great love, his desire to be one with us. Can we love him for his sake? What did he do to the three wise guys when they showed up? Did he work any miracles for them? Did he heal them? Did he deliver them? They came and adored him for his sake, because it was right and just. What an incredible, incredible, the three wise men, what incredible demonstration of faith and belief. Jesus didn't work any miracles for them, but they found him whom their hearts sought and they longed for. And in fact, they left, and bear with me, they left more physically poor than when they arrived, didn't they? The time, the money, the energy, everything, they left more physically poor. They left the gold and the frankincense and the myrrh. But they left enriched in a way beyond all telling. So, Jesus coming into our life, is it for the show? Is it for the healings? Is it for all of these things? They will come because he's there. But he comes into our life in order to be loved and to love us. To be loved for who he is, not for what he does for us. What a beautiful invitation to be drawn close and to love him for who he is, because, my brothers and sisters, it is right and it is just for us to do so. May we not be afraid to draw close. Amen.